on a ticket.
Yeah, and he's how old?
85. Anyone? 86
or something.
It's my mother's.
What are we doing here?
So,
is this going to be Jerry saying that
I started to say something, and then I guess
they've signed planners for the next 30 years or something like that? Is the official peanut?
It's Planners Park now. That's the new stadium name.
They're not really giving us much info beyond that. Just all right.
Who's
we'll
our
wait.
Engineer down there, Eric?
This is all
Eric.
For TV.
Is it really?
Yes, they're waiting for TV.
And yeah, said 4 and 5's cameras are setting up or something.
Well, get them set up. You know when the things...
Okay, well, thank you.
Sorry, Jerry.
Take a few minutes here of your time before Wade visits with you and answers your questions.
Let's guess which sponsor.
I've alluded a couple of times here in visiting with you since
we
got
the
training camp.
I think it's Body Shaper.
The design
well,
of
that's the Rangers there.
Building in, at Cowboys Stadium.
Body Shaper Park.
But I want you to... help me articulate as best I can, especially if you haven't been in the stadium.
I have.
But
am I out on this then?
I want
help
you
them.
To picture the experience of the pavilion at the Byron Nelson or the infield at the Kentucky
pavilion.
Derby.
I'm there.
Picture that with me a second.
Okay.
And then envision that open completely to the event so that at those
I'm confused
events,
already.
The pavilion,
start over.
The Nelson, or the infield of Kentucky Derby, that you basically are totally open to the event, totally open to our Dallas Cowboy games. Those are the decks,
be a horse race
or those are the patios that where we are basically having fans be there with our party pass. The party pass is very much part of the design of the building. It's something that in sharing it with other owners and sharing the idea and the concept and actually sharing it with the commissioner is one that received really a lot of encouragement because it allows us to address a price point of entry into coming to watch the Cowboys and the Giants, the Cowboys.
You picture
and Eagles.
Wade like sitting next to him eating a sandwich.
To include a price point here that might not have been available to the fans that can be involved. It begins with the fact that behind the seats that are in our stadium, behind those seats are approximately 180,000 square feet of area. That we want our fans to enjoy a party atmosphere. We want them to enjoy an atmosphere that's collegiate. Want them to enjoy an atmosphere that's loose. And yet we want for them to enjoy the participation in the game. We've had one limited experience with our party pass. We sold approximately 10,000 of them. For our event that we had with the with our soccer, with the Gold Cup soccer, and those people who had the equivalent of the party pass came through, went up the staircases like you might see, have seen or noticed at Pittsburgh, or went up the staircases, migrated down into the concourses.
Don't use migrate and soccer in the same sentence, Jerry.
We have our club areas, but they freely stood at some of our rail areas where you can hold your
drinks.
And there were several people deep as they watched the game, or they basically even stepped back and watched it on our video boards. Big part of what we want this stadium to be, because I believe and we believe that we can have in a range from 15,000 to 35,000 fans for key games in our stadium. Now you add that to the 82,000 seats that we have in the stadium, and that's where we get the kind of capacities that you've heard me allude to when I say 100,000 people can be in the stadium. What the good news is that we've had some experience. It's hard to draw this stuff up, and you can't do it in an architect's office, and you can't really get a sense of it until you feel it.
Where do I get one of these,
Jerry? When we had approximately 83,700 people, when we had that there, the stadium engulfed that. Many of you were there, but it digested it, and it was as comfortable as an old shoe.
Yeah.
The stadium was designed with our restrooms. It was designed with our concession stands so that 100,000 people would be as comfortable as they could be in the experience. Again, what we want to do is we want to think an event because... I would like to dream that when the Cowboys play at Cowboys Stadium, that when they go around the league talking about the people are there, they'll all allude over and say, of course, the 100,000-plus fans watch the Cowboys play against X and X today, Sunday, so that I want to also leave with you the impression that I'm not just talking about a Super Bowl here. I'm not just talking about an opener. I'm talking about a way that we're going to operate our stadium and the way that we're going to make this a fan experience. We all need and want this to be this way, but our games for our fans, apart from being emotionally involved in the game, is a social experience. It's a different deal, and we all know it, and I'm not trying to be trite, than watching it at home. I've been told by some really people that I respect a lot that watching a movie at home in a 20-seat theater is not like watching a movie in a large theater. You don't have people coughing. You don't have people eating popcorn.
Who's got a 20-seat theater at their house?
But it's not the same movie. The movie's more entertaining when you're around people.
That jerk.
And that's what we wanted to differentiate when we designed our stadium. So we designed our stadium so that we would have those decks and patios, and so that we would have a party pass. The party pass.
Where do I get it?
Literally go on sale, and we're going to be selling them here early at our practices, but they'll go on sale publicly Monday, August the 3rd.
How much?
The key buzzwords for the party pass is that it's open to the field.
How much?
You can basically freely move up and down the platforms, stand on the staircases, be apart, move around the concourses, have areas that you enjoy watching the Dallas Cowboys play. We think that, in a way, we'll be a part of history when we open up September the 20th when we take on the Giants, because we do think there'll be more people there than has ever been in this country at an NFL football game. But again, I want to distinguish there. It's not just about that game. It's not just about having a ticket to the first game ever played in Cowboy Stadium. It's going to be about an education. It's going to be about an experience that we hope will carry through and make this stadium one of the real amazing venues for sports. Because you can imagine if you have that kind of electricity, you have that kind of atmosphere going on in the end zone, the people that aren't down there, the people that are in other places in the stadium will gain energy from what is going on in that stadium. And yeah, we hope to have a loud, boisterous stadium when the Cowboys play at home for a lot of very obvious reasons. The other thing that I'd like to say in closing is that we will decide, we'll always have our party pass in our ball games. And we will be able to determine, as we see the demand for the party pass, we'll be able to determine the capacity of the stadium as we go to the event. So by its very nature, it has a certain amount of planning. For instance, for the party passes we're putting on sale are for the Giants game and for the two preseason games. Let's say we've got two regular season games. Chad, Carolina. What's a Carolina? Carolina and Giants game, and then the two preseason games. But you can buy the individual tickets as well. But so that the psychology or how we approach this thing has to do more with where we are. In the apparel business, they call that chasing the market. They've got a lot of blank caps, hats, t-shirts. So if you're winning, they're printing them up.
On with it.
And if you're not, you leave them blank for next year. So the bottom line is that you will be able to chase our market as we move forward and have the kind of capacities we have here. The capacity of our platforms are determined by the square footage that you want to have per person.
What?
And so that you can go to a lot of events and you're dealing with 2 and 3 square feet a person. You go to some events and you're dealing with 5 square feet a person or 7 square feet. So you have that kind of flexibility. All in all, this is going to create an atmosphere that we think will distinguish our stadium.
Did you ever see a guy with a fake head?
We could have completely filled the stadium with seats and easily have had over 100,000 seats in the stadium. We have the ability to put in seats if we want to put those in. I don't ever envision them there. I think the decks and the patios will always be occupied by the party pass. I don't ever envision, and we've got all the seats bought if we want to, I don't ever envision seats in those stadiums. I think that's the kind of experience we're going to have here and the permanence of that. By doing it this way, we'll be able to not only distinguish on price points, but when we get to an event like the Super Bowl, we'll be able to distinguish on price points there. And so there'll be a different price point there at that particular time. Those are the kinds of things that our league is excited about. I appreciate you letting me be this long-winded about this.
Yeah, great.
And the reason I am is because this is going to be an ongoing way that we want to have our cowboy games there so that we can have an electric kind of atmosphere that, as you know, some stadiums were downsized in the building of them in the NFL.
Shut up, bitch.
I don't think that's the Cowboys, and I don't think that's our mark.
I'm Mike.
And so that we think we'll be able to distinguish ourselves alone, and the party pass is a big part of it. Any questions that you might have?
The seats will be there for the Super Bowl, though, right?
Not necessarily.
I've got a flask in my car if you guys want to join me for an after-hours drink.
Well, I don't.
As you know, and I've told you this before, we have the ability to take the armrests off the seats in the bowl, push them together and add 8,000 or 9,000 seats if we want to do that for a Super Bowl. That'd never be done for a Dallas Cowboy game.
Are you gay?
But we have the ability to do that and add 8,000 or 9,000 seats right there. But my point is, and I'm trying to help us all understand this in my spurious way here, so to speak, but the bottom line is that I think we'll have such an event, such a success, such energy with this concept that we'll never put seats in there.
You're selling some here.
I mean, do you like being...
We're selling them here. We're introducing them. We're introducing them to our fans here that are at our practices, and they'll be on sale here, and then they'll go on sale as we on the 3rd.
You want to grind on me?
The answer is no. It does not go on the manifest.
Hate that son
Major
of a bitch.
Key
Todd or Jerry?
To the operation of it. And again, we're proud of that because, again, that gives us the ability to, quote, chase the market and not have the issue of the blackout, which is very important to the Cowboys and important to the NFL. And again, the idea I've obviously and should have and would have bounced this by many people in ownership, many people in the league, and certainly the commissioner. And you may be familiar enough to know that this concept is done at Tampa Bay. But only those are people that come out of seats and are down near the ship and down near that going on. And we've seen and really perked my interest and perked our organization's interest when we saw fans preferring to be down there and be in that type of atmosphere than actually sitting in the seats. So Tampa Bay was a good example of it. And then, frankly, at the soccer game the other day, if you were there,